Voice this Saturday at Glenn Gould Studio. You're listening to Here and Now on CBC Radio 1. I'm Kevin Sylvester. And for the first time in history, the Royal Agricultural Winter Fair has awarded local vintners for their winemaking skills. Now, the winners were announced earlier this week. One winemaker in particular cleaned up. Jeff Webb is the general manager of Black Prince Winery from Prince Edward County, and his 2007 Cabernet Franc Reserve was chosen as Best in Show by a panel made up of hospitality professionals. It also won the Consumer's Choice Award. The Royals Wine Competition opened to all Ontario wineries with a VQA designation, sponsored by the Friends of the Greenbelt Foundation. And Jeff Webb joins me now to talk about the wine that is creating such buzz. Such a buzz.
Hello, Kevin.
And no hangovers, presumably.
Nope, no hangover.
It's the magic wine. Now, your Chardonnay also won an award as well.
It did. It won the gold medal in its category as well, but it sort of paled by comparison.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, when you pick up the best overall red wine in show, the white wine kind of pales by comparison.
You had it, well, yes, very good. It's interesting, though, that it won the red wine, won with the hospitality, so like the people who might know sommeliers, that sort of thing, but it also won the consumer. So that's like a double pat on the back for you.
And they tell me that's fairly unusual. The experts tend to pick wines based on technical merit and winemaking skills, and the public tends to pick wines based on what they like to drink. And so we're really pleased that we're making a wine that is both technically correct, I suppose, and is also a pleasure to drink, and that the consumers are enjoying it.
So tell me about this wine. What is it about it from your perspective that makes it such a good wine?
Well, we've been making Cabernet Franc in Prince Edward County now for about 5 years, and we've more and more tried to make it a little more fruit forward, a little more softer, less tannic, more approachable, I think is the right word. A wine that that people can drink now rather than having to lay it down for 3 or 4 years.
Sometimes they call them New World wines, right? Like there's a kind of...
In that style.
Yeah.
Yes, that's sort of more fruit-forward New World style.
I was actually kind of blown away that this is the first time that wine's been recognized at the Royal.
I'm surprised. I mean, they've been recognizing farm achievements for all these years, and after all, grape growers, we're all farmers. And that's where it starts. It starts in the vineyard. A bottle of wine is only as good as the grapes that are on the vine that are being grown in the ground. So I think it was about time for the Royal to buck up and award some wines to the grape growers that are making it happen.
What's your story? What got you into wine?
Oh, boy. I actually got into wine because I was a filmmaker. And
okay, wait, let me connect those dots for
a
second.
Yeah,
okay.
I made a series of films in Montreal in the mid-80s for an organization called the Opinion Society, a well-known national wine buying cooperative. And when I was finished making them, the general manager asked me to stick around and maybe learn about wine and get into the wine business. So sort of a roundabout way, but I like making wine as much as I like making film.
My goodness. You must have the best videos on the web for your product. I mean, come on.
Well, we've got a great little video on the web for Black Prince Winery and for Prince Edward County. And it's exciting that we're in a new burgeoning wine region that's coming of age and is now showing its true colors up against Niagara producers and Pelee Island area, Lake Erie North Shore area producers that have been around for 25 years or more. And the Prince Edward County contingent, we're about 9 to 10 years into the into the project, and we're starting to get recognized for making some very good wines.
Yeah, they're probably ticked off in Niagara right now.
Oh, I hope not. We should all be one big happy family. Although I have to say, we're very cooperative in Prince Edward County, and I think that's one reason that that the wineries have matured as quickly as they have, because we're all exchanging information as much as possible with each other. We're not afraid to visit each other's wineries. The winemakers get together all the time, and over a couple of beers talk about making wine.
If people are heading out to the liquor store, they heard this, sorry, Cabernet Franc Reserve 2007 Black Prince Winery, how much is it going to set them back? Like, what is the price range on that wine like this?
$15.95.
So it's right in that, like you said, drinkable, also priced to be drinkable in a way.
It is, indeed. It's meant to be drinkable, and it's meant to be approachable, and it's a reasonably priced wine, and I think offers very good value for money, and that's what Black Prince Winery is all about, trying to make wines that are very good value for their money.
How did you get from, okay, so you're involved in wines, you're making films, how did you actually get into then the winery? Did you just go to Prince Edward County and say, I like this farm, they've got grapes, I'm buying this, and we're going to start it up?
You know, it's funny you say that. We were actually looking to buy property in Niagara, and we found that the price of land in Niagara was just out of reach, and we'd heard that Prince Edward County was there'd been a few pioneering souls planting grapes down there, and we thought we'd follow them along and see how it was going. And in 2001, we bought our farm, as it were, and planted our grapes in 2002, and we were one of the first three or four wineries that opened.
There are probably winemakers out there who hate you right now, though, because you've been able
not
to turn it around in that short a time span.
Well, we've been, privileged to work with the cooperative spirit that's in Prince Edward County, and the Prince Edward County Wine Growers Association is alive and well and exchanging information all the time. And you know what? The exchange of information makes you stronger, and we're all learning together.
Wow. Congratulations, Jeff.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much for coming in.
Most appreciated.
Jeff Webb, the general manager of Black Prince Winery in Prince Edward County, as he proudly states, his award-winning 2007 Cabernet Franc Reserve can be found at LCBO Kiosk Store at the store at the Royal Agriculture Winter Fair, in fact. Also, check out their winery, which he mentioned. There was the video as well. Black Prince Winery, all one word, .com. BlackPrinceWinery.com. The Royal Agriculture Winter Fair runs this Sunday, through this Sunday, at Exhibition Place, and you can also check out their website as well, royalfair.org. Might be a nice weekend to go inside and smell some horse manure and drink some great wine. I love, by the way, I grew up in a small town. The smell of horse manure and rotting cabbage says fall to me. Robert's looking at me like I'm crazy.
Sure.
You're from Cornwall, aren't
exactly
you?
Exactly. What would I know about rotting manure?
And Jim, of course, is a downtown Toronto boy.
Yeah, that's
or so.
Right. No you smells know on the beach.
Yeah, never smell anything. Well, dog poop, I suppose.
Get down by the water there on those hot days in August.
Yeah, that's tasty.
Those days,
that's terroir. Mmm, delicious. I'll just quickly mention.